Let me share with you, some of you did not go to the last board meeting. And one of the major issues that we presented is actually a legacy of a big fight we had when we were building up the bylaws. And it was including, it was the purpose, the strong intention on our part to include in the bylaws clear, unapologetic, strong language that would signal our intention of being to be inclusive and have all the working people of New York City in as part of the membership of WBAI. And unfortunately, we didn't have the numbers, and we wound up getting somewhat diluted language. At a board meeting the other day, even that diluted language was prevented from facing execution. I'm specifically talking about waivers. Waivers for people who are poor, who are handicapped, sorry, who are disabled, for people who are in jail, and what I would say are either people who are not have access to traditional means of reaching out and communicating, or people who are clearly, like many of the people in our jails, who are the victim of this gargantuan, ugly system. And for four months, we've been fighting for them to bring it up to a level where we can have a vote, because the elections are coming, so that we can have waivers. The waivers are very simple. They say that if you're unable to give 3 hours and you cannot pay $25, you will be granted a waiver once you come, when you send us a letter and indicate to us with dignity that you know you're not able to do it. And these individuals who claim to represent what Pacifica stands for refuse to even consider a vote on it. And they did that the other day twice. So we're expecting that at the next meeting on the 25th, the 23rd, that they will again continue that practice. So if any of you can show up at that board meeting, we would like you to let them know what your intentions are, what your ideas are about the value of a waiver for the working people of New York who cannot afford to follow the normal channel.